but that it was until they started school that they did talk to him.
Both your parents?
Yes. Both of them. And she said then after they were married and living with Grandma Helwig, that they talked German around the house all the time, but that after we were born they didn't talk anything except English. And she says that now she can understand German, you know, anything anybody says to her, but it's real hard for her to talk it. And she says she thinks it's because she can't remember the pronunciations, and sometimes she can't remember which word, you know, she's trying to say. But she says you can walk up to her and say anything you want to her, but she can't, and she can understand, but it's hard to talk it back.
Did she say why they didn't teach y'all German?
No, except that she says we were just, you know, we're talking English. By the time y'all were born, and well, Grandma Helen was already dead anyway, and she said they just never picked it back up again. And also, Kim, two other things. The thing I was trying to tell you yesterday with the keeping the potatoes in the hole in the ground was a root cellar. That's dumb. I couldn't think of that. And another thing Mother brought to mind, which I knew there was something, is the outdoor toilet, the outhouse. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what we called it after she told me? We called it the closet. Right? It sounds dumb, but it was the closet. Now, she got all excited about this yesterday and was telling me that.
Did you ask her any more about when people came over to this country?
No, she didn't remember any of that. She just said that the people that raised her talked nothing but German. And she said she knew that her daddy taught nothing but German. And his parents before him knew no English at all. And she said she was sure that's probably the way it was with daddy. It was seemed like his grandmother from then on, the English started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm finding out all sorts of things I wouldn't know.
We were talking about farming and stuff. When you break up the ground for planting, what would you use?
A plow.
What different kinds of plows are there?
Okay, there's a buster, a cultivator, a disc, a harrow. Let's see if Daddy had anything else. There's a one row buster, two row buster. I think that's about all he uses.
Are those with the tractor?
Yes.
Do you remember what, do you ever hear people talk about before they had tractors?
And they used the horse. Not really. The only time we ever used a horse, I think, was to pull the wagon to pull corn. We used it, rollers, to roll the corn. I remember we used to have a horse to do that.
To roll the corn?
Uh-huh, to roll it after you plant it. And then you have these rows, and they're all planted, and they're covered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you come back and you roll. We still do that. And you come back with these rollers. They're just big wooden wheels with rubber around them so it doesn't pick up the dirt, and it just rolls it out. It gets it. It'd be the equivalent if you planted a row of something with a hoe and went back and patted it down. It's supposed to make it come better.
And you used a horse for that?
Not anymore. We used to. That was the horse. I think Marianne used to get to drive the horse to do that.
What kind of work do you have to do with cotton?
Oh, that's something we've never planted. I know, aside from planting it, I used to pick it by hand. Used to chop it, get the weeds out of it, and now they have cotton pickers to pick it, and that's about all I know about cotton.
What kinds of weeds grow up in the cotton?
I guess like in corn, you can get Johnson grass and callus weeds.
And what?
Callus weeds.
What's that?
It's just the weed that gets pretty tall. It's got a thick stem to it, and it's just a big old weed. Hogs like to eat it because we used to go out and get it out of the field and give it to the hogs.
Hmm.